Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Plyer with you here on 720 WGN. So Misericordia offers a community of care that maximizes potential for persons with mild to profound developmental disabilities, many of whom are also physically challenged. And by serving society's most vulnerable citizens, Misericordia also serves the families who want the best for them yet cannot provide it at home. Misericordia is a Catholic charity of the Archdiocese of Chicago with a mission of providing a quality of life for their residents. This Sunday is Misericordia's Family Fest from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Food, fun, and games for the entire family. It's on their campus at 6300 North Ridge Avenue in Chicago. Father Jack Clare is the president and executive director of Misericordia Home. He joins us tonight. Hello there, Father Jack.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I am great, sir. I am great. Big event on Sunday, but I wanted to first let folks know like what Misericordia is all about, which just turned 100 last year.
Right. You know, so we're mainly about, I just had a difficult phone call, you know, parents are trying to get their kids in and, you know, we just don't have beds, you know, and they're anxious and it's very difficult as they're aging and, you know, they're so concerned. And basically it's a waiting game for us, you know, as residents age to see if a bed opens up, or we hope to break ground in a short period of time to build more homes, but that'll take a number of years, you know. So it's very difficult. You know, people are anxious for placement. So.
Yeah, but tell folks about what Misericordia is all about and how it started and where it is today.
Okay, so 100 years ago it was started. Cardinal Mundelein asked the Sisters of Mercy to open a hospital for unwed mothers and for poverty people. At that time there was no health insurance available, so people had to pay when they had their babies delivered, and many women couldn't afford it. And so the Cardinal asked the sisters to open a maternity hospital, which they did on the 47th Street on the south side of Chicago. Over the years, what happened was people would come, they would have their babies, and many of them would give them up for adoption because they were unwed moms. There were a number of children that were born that were unadoptable because of their disabilities. And at that time, you got to remember, there was very little help for people with disabilities.
Right, right.
And so the mission of Misericordia changed because there were more and more children who were here because of their disability. And so by the time Sister Rosemary came 53 years ago, it was just very few moms having babies, and it was mainly small children with disabilities, Down syndrome, you know, and various disorders, cerebral palsy, et cetera. And so they began to do programming. And then it expanded up here to the north side. So there used to be an orphanage, a Catholic orphanage, here on the north side of Chicago at Devon and Ridge, Angel Guardian Orphanage. They were closing because, you know, philosophies change all the time.
Right.
And the philosophy at the time was close orphanages and put everybody in foster care. So they had all these places here. So Sister Rosemary intervened with Catholic Charities and the Cardinal, and we're able to start to build Misericordia as we know it today on the north side of Chicago.
Amazing. And I know there's amazing work you do and your team does and the volunteers every single day. And that's why this Family Fest this Sunday is so important, from 11 to 6, again, on your campus at 6300 North Ridge Avenue in Chicago. Talk to folks about the Family Fest, what it's all about, when it started, and all the fun things you can do on Sunday to raise money for a great cause.
So it's our 40th anniversary Family Fest, so this is the 40th time we've done it. We lost a couple of years in there because of COVID, so we're all trying to recover from the COVID. But it's a large festival, so there's three stages going with music. There's food of all different kinds available. There's games for children. There's beer tents for adults, you know, just a variety of things going on from 11 in the morning till 6 in the evening. Tickets for things, you know, are in 50-cent bracket, you know, to buy pop and beer and,
sure,
and, you know, burgers or ribs or whatever you want. You know, we've got it all. And, it's, you know, there'll be thousands of volunteers here working, which is part of the excitement of it all. And then the residents that are COVID-free will all be outside and enjoying, hopefully, a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And welcoming our neighbors and friends.
I was looking at some of the lists. The Shannon Rovers are there, some Irish dancers, the Jesse White Tumblers, of course, lots of characters and other bands, as you said, on three different stages, food and drink. There's a, there's a car raffle and all kinds of good things going on. Now, it says one of the live entertainment folks is Lou Mr. Fix-It Manfredini. So does he do a little soft shoe? Does he sing show tunes? He's live entertainment. So what's Lou doing on stage?
He does a live auction.
Oh, he does. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so he might call bingo, too. I can't remember. But he definitely does the live auction. You know, there's loads of, you know, different things that people can bid on, both live and silent auction. So things that get donated, you know, trips and golf outings, all kinds of things like that. Yeah. And so Lou does that hosting of that.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And, of course, this is Sunday. This Sunday, September 11th, adults $10, children $5, Misericordia, 6300 North Ridge Avenue at Devon in Chicago. You do other things, too. You know, I've seen that bakery truck. Let's talk about Hearts and Flower Bakery and what that provides as far as jobs and really some great baked goods.
Yeah, so, you know, we started that many years ago now, and, you know, we've expanded. We now have three sites. We're in Glenview. We're down the street here and then on the main campus. And then we also, as you said, have the bakery truck that goes around to events. People can hire the truck and, you know, sell wares off it. And what it is, it's really everything is about jobs for our residents. And so for those that are able, we have lots of residents who aren't able, but we have a number of residents who are able, and they're able to help in the bakery, whether that's weighing or measuring or packaging, you know, pricing. You know, they have all different kinds of jobs that they can do. And so they have a hand in creating all the stuff that goes out for sale. And then we have a large computerized mail order business, you know, so people can ship boxes and that. So we do thousands of boxes at Christmas time.
That's amazing.
And the residents help prepare all those and put the boxes together and get them ready for shipping.
Yeah, the bakery's always at a couple of farmers markets throughout the summer as well in Evanston and at Daly Plaza.
Yeah, we also are in Evanston and downtown in Daly Plaza.
Yeah, yeah. And there's also Greenhouse Inn, so there's a little restaurant where some of the folks at Misericordia work as well.
Right, so that again is another training opportunity, whether they're acting as servers or dishwashers or helping in the kitchen make sandwiches. You know, it's all kind of train them to go work at outside restaurants. But that restaurant here on campus is open to the public, and we have a cafe down the street, which is also open to the public.
Very cool. Again, Family Fest is this Sunday. Say hi to Father Jack. Lou Manfredini will be there, too, 11 to 6 p.m. at the Misericordia campus, 6300 North Ridge Avenue at Devon in Chicago. And for more information, you can visit Misericordia.com. And if you can't make it, you can make a donation on the website as well. And, of course, House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini tomorrow and every Saturday morning, 6 to 10, right here on WGN Radio. Father Jack, thank you so much. I'm bringing my son there on Sunday.
Thank you,
I'll see
Dave.
You there.
All right. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.